Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mark Wyatt, and he's the Executive Director for the Iowa Bicycle Coalition. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark, I want to talk about the coalition, how it got started, and its purpose. But before we do that, you have a summit coming up. We need to get that on people's calendars if they're bicycle enthusiasts. So let's give us some details about that summit.
Yeah, we actually have this huge bicycling weekend going on. The first event begins on Friday, January 25th, and that's a workshop for technical bicycle facilities. And that's like for engineers, planners, city officials, anybody that wants to build more bike lanes or trails in their communities. This is a great time to learn about funding and kind of that technical aspects of bicycle facilities. The second event we have going on is the Iowa Bike Expo, and that happens on Saturday, January 26th. This is a consumer expo with over 85 vendors that are going to be there to talk about destinations, gear, bicycles, anything that you want to really know about planning your summer vacation or getting out there in the spring on a bicycle. This is going to be the place to be.
That's a whole day's worth just visiting the vendors.
Oh, absolutely. We also have a whole set of education classes to talk about bike advocacy and how-to things, and it should be a really great time. Then the weekend caps off that same Saturday, January 26th, with the RAGBRAI Route Announcement Party. This is the event where all the overnight towns are revealed, and it's a big fundraiser for the Iowa Bicycle Coalition.
So let's then talk. Where is this located? Where should people come?
This will be at the Iowa Events Center, the old Vets Auditorium in Des Moines.
Okay. Now, there may be some costs, some free ones on the workshop for the engineers, builders, and so on. There's a fee for that?
Yeah, we have some national experts that we bring in for that, and there's continuing education credits. So there is a fee for that, and it's $135 to attend that.
Okay.
The Saturday expo sessions, those are totally free and open to the public, and we're hoping to have a lot of people come down and enjoy that. The RAGBRAI Route Announcement Party is $30 for a ticket at the door, and that gets you free beverages and hors d'oeuvres and a whole lot of good time.
Mm-hmm. Get to see a lot of people and get in on the excitement. If you're a RAGBRAIer, hey, that could be the place to be. Now,
absolutely.
If people want more information, if they want to register for the Friday one or for the RAGBRAI party, you have a website that they could do that.
Yeah, if you go to iowabicyclecoalition.org, that'll get you all the information. It's right there on the front page, and they're fairly easy to just get signed up right there.
All right. So I know that there are going to be lots of people that are excited about this. It just seems like the number of people interested in bicycling is just skyrocketing. You have any figures on how that's increased over the last few years?
Yeah, you know, our bike shops will tell us that it's really, you know, it used to be kind of RAGBRAI driving business and that sort of thing, but the amount of trails that we have in the state have really started to outpace that, and people are getting into bicycling because they want to go visit this trail or that trail. And there's a lot of great destinations out there, which mm-hmm. we really enjoy.
And a lot of good social times for those bicycle groups.
Absolutely. And it does boil down to economics. We did an economic impact study, and bicycling contributes $364.8 million to the Iowa economy. It's about $1 million a day, so that's really exciting that businesses are being built on bicycling.
And did that include people coming in from other states? Because that's another thing that's happening.
No, we actually didn't survey any out-of-state tourists for bicycling, so we actually could be larger than the wine industry and snowmobiling. We actually could be rivaling golf if we added in our out-of-state participants.
Wow, that is pretty exciting stuff. And I think, you know, here in Southwest Iowa, we've been blessed with some increased trails. There for a while, we were sort of just blank slate, but that's changing, so that's good news. Now, go ahead, Mark.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's talk about the coalition in a broader picture. What's your major purpose?
You know, we work on better bike policy, increasing bicycle facilities, traffic safety education, and tourism and event promotion. And that's what it boils down to, is just getting more people on bikes. And we kind of found those four areas are really good at increasing bike traffic.
Now you have, let's talk about safety. You have a safe bike to school program?
Yeah, we work with Safe Routes to School. So it's a, both a biking and walking program where we encourage communities to look at their sidewalk systems, look at their bike systems, and see how can we get more kids to start riding or walking to school. It used to be when I grew up in the 70s, about 42% of kids would walk or ride their bikes to school. Mm-hmm. But sadly, that's dropped down to about 15%.
That's a big change.
Yeah, there's a lot of different reasons, but and there's a lot of different results from that change. So we're really trying to work with communities and get that built back up.
Good for the health of a lot of people. Right.
Health, independence, self-esteem, there's a lot of issues that I think walking and bicycling could help.
Now, you said you had done an economic impact study. Have you done any health studies specifically? Because I know, you know, we're told every day how good exercise is for us. But are there any studies that particularly relate to bicycling?
Yeah, actually, in that economic study, we asked for the bicyclist body mass index. And that created kind of a profile of who's riding bikes in the state. And it found out that bicyclists have a lesser chance for non-communicable diseases, so that's like cancer and diabetes and lung disease. There's a approximately $70 million savings in healthcare costs because you ride bikes.
Wow. Okay, talking about saving money, if we wanted to get started, you know, I don't own a bicycle, but I want to get out there and ride on some trails. How do I get started? That's going to cost me a few bucks.
You know, it might. The first trip probably is to your local bike shop to see what they have available. They're really great experts. They have resources that you wouldn't believe. Sometimes they have used bikes available for lower cost. Sometimes they have some lower cost models that might get you started. My advice always is buy as much of a bike as you can because you tend to hold on those for decades. Go out and have fun. I think that's the other big key. You can get a hold of used bikes fairly easily. I would estimate that over half of Iowa owns a bicycle.
Really?
They may not ride it. You know, it may be in the garage, but there's bikes out there. So getting access to one isn't always that difficult. Sometimes it's just asking around to see who has a bike you can borrow.
I'm chuckling because actually I own two, but I use them for decoration. They're old bikes. They're not ones that I would go out there and ride. So, you know, if you count us in there, that number may go up. But, you know, when I go into that bicycle shop and you say, buy the most bicycle I can, but and if I tell the shop owner what it is I want to do, I'm just getting started, I'm sure he can tell me, you know, how many gears, how many whatever. See, I have no nothing. So, you know, I would need a lot of help getting started.
And that's where local bike shops really come in. And the retailers that we have in the state are really talented and gifted to be able to have a conversation with you and figure out what sort of bicycle is going to meet your needs. The other thing that I can say is if you're going to your local bike shop, test ride as many bikes as you possibly can. It really gives you a good feel for what they have in their inventory and what's going to make you happy.
Okay. I probably need a helmet.
Yeah, helmets are great, and we encourage people to wear them. And it's one of those equipment items, lights, if you're going to ride at night, are another one of those things that can save your lives. But a well-maintained bicycle with good brakes can also prevent you from getting in a crash, too.
Okay, so it's fun, needs a little maintenance like every sport does, but hey, it has so many good side benefits. When did you start getting interested? We just have a half a minute left here. You know, tell us just a little bit about how you got all started in this and you end up the executive director of the coalition.
Yeah, you know, I started a few years ago. I started riding my bike to work because a friend of mine did, and it had a lot to do with the trail that was about 3 blocks from my house. That could take me all the way to work. So I started doing that, and I just had a blast and enjoyed it. I went out and did Rag Rai and then completed the full week of Rag Rai the next year, and the bug bit. And from that point, I got involved.
Right.
We had some legislative issues that we got involved with when we were a volunteer organization, got solid and took off.
Great. Well, we want to thank you for all your work, Mark Wyatt, who is the executive director of the Iowa Bicycle Coalition. Remember this, the big event on the 25th and 26th, and go to their website, Iowa Bicycle Coalition, for more information. So thanks so much, Mark Wyatt, for visiting with us.
I appreciate it.
Okay, until next time, here's a thought. For excellence, ask an expert. For wisdom, ask a sage. For honesty, ask a child.